celebrating success, learning from legends, and growing poppies. This is Tall Poppy Talk with Grace Lewis.
Kia ora and welcome to Tall Poppy Talk. I am Grace and this is a solo session. I have not done a solo session since before leaving America and moving to Amsterdam, which was a good 3 months, gosh, 4 months ago. Clearly you've clicked on this episode because you are intrigued by the title of Why Am I Doing This? That is such an overarching question that I've been asking myself a lot recently. And so I thought, heck, we'll do a podcast episode on it because if this is something I'm thinking about a lot and I've been having conversations with some guests about it, then I think hopefully it's going to be worthwhile for a listener too. And I know my friends and family most definitely would find it interesting because they're some of the people I've been talking to about it. I do start every episode with my guest asking, where and how are you today? So, Grace, where and how are you today? I am in Amsterdam and I'm doing great because spring has sprung. I clearly didn't realize how much I needed the sun. Moving from New Zealand to America felt like enough of a shift of missing the sun. My hair is so much darker, my skin's lighter, because you just don't have that sun around. But then moving to Amsterdam in January was one step further. Indeed, the sun was not apparent for quite some time, and now it is here. And I know that people talk about the benefits or, you know, seasonal depression and the impact the sun has, but this is living testament to myself that while I love Amsterdam, this is not a long-term location if the winters are going to be this cloudy. That said, Amsterdam is in full spring. I'm looking out towards my garden where the flowers are there and it is really gorgeous. And one thing that is nice when you spend a lot of time inside, which I have these past couple months, is the conversations you have. You're right, you can keep things very surface. I think that happens quite often, but diving deeper and really unpacking with your friends or your family or even strangers a little bit more than just, oh, how are you? What do you do? Blah, blah, blah. That's where you get the good stuff. And so that's what I'm hoping this episode is going to bring today, is some of that good stuff that then you can go have at your kitchen table chats. I had been asking myself a lot lately, why am I doing this? And there's so many facets of why I'm asking that. You know, why did I sidestep from a career in the States that was going honestly pretty well in marketing and purposely disrupt my life to change my routine, my environment, my day, like literally my daily routine, to come to Amsterdam? And I have said it was my eat, pray, love year. I want to travel around. I want to really reconnect with what is my motivators, what spiritually gets me going, what excites me. And when you do pluck yourself out of your day to day and force that disruption, often disruptions happen to us that we didn't plan. This was one that I was extremely active in deciding, and I've had to remind myself that a lot, that I wanted this, because you can really want something and then when it's happening, it's not quite what you thought it would be, and you have to come back to, which is why I keep weaving through this narrative, why am I doing this? For me, this year in Amsterdam is to really enjoy fostering the friendships that I have with my Dutchies and my mates living in London, to travel around and see different places and cultures and actually experience it, not just kind of whip through on a weekend, which I've done many of those, but some other places to really immerse yourself and be in a different culture. And that's what I'm doing in Amsterdam, because there are things that I love and then there are things that you don't love so much and you realize, oh, you did like things the way they were in a different environment, right? Anyway, the rambling has already begun, so let me come back to the core, which is why am I doing this? I have been reading a book recently which has sparked a lot of internal dialogue, and originally I thought I was going to share a lot of those tools with you in this episode, but it didn't feel natural. You know, Ethan Cross, he's the author of the book Chatter, and a tool that I've been implementing a lot is called distance self-talk. I'm not going to dive into everything else, but this one I can speak on with confidence in my interpretation. It's where you look at the situations you've been in or that you are in or that you're going to be in, and you apply a third person sort of dialogue, self-talk. So instead of going, oh, I feel this way and I'm feeling this and all these feelings, emotions, cognitive. You look at it more pragmatically. You go, oh, well, Grace is feeling this because Grace did this. And it's the same way when you're looking at a mate's situation and you're able to somehow give them this wisdom and advice that you would never listen nor follow to yourself. It's essentially trying to harness that, where you treat yourself as if you were another person and you look at the situation and the facts, and then you're able to find accountability and causation and then act upon those things rather than getting caught up in the emotional spiral. So when I'm feeling like things are getting really loud or I'm overwhelmed, I'm coming back to the distant self-talk of why Grace is doing the podcast, why Grace is deciding to travel around, why Grace is deciding to explore more content creation on YouTube. And when I come back to the original why, which was 2.5 years ago with the podcast, it was because I wanted to feel inspired by other people who had, you know, navigated paths that maybe were common or weren't common. And so I thought, rather than just ideate and admire them from afar, spark conversations with them that then could inspire me, could fill my day with different dialogue. And then also, as a really beneficial second part of that, is be able to create a story that I could wrap up and then deliver in a 40-minute podcast for some other people to benefit from, right? So that original why came from me recognizing that tall poppy syndrome was this idea that I had seen as a Kiwi, hadn't really seen it, or I'd seen it expressed differently in the States. And I felt like that was a topic I could probably talk to everyone about, because we've all interacted with imposter syndrome or tall poppy syndrome in some capacity. And I would be able to talk to people and go, how did you deal with it? How do you observe it? What have you noticed? And also on that journey, be able to ask them about what gets them fired up, what motivates them, successful tips and tricks they have, or just to provide more context to someone when you might see them in their one identity as an athlete, but then unpack that and see the more holistic person. So the original why was to have these conversations, and I felt like that was missing from my day to day. And I benefit so much from podcasts because you feel like a fly on the wall, right? And so I created it mainly for myself, but for other people, which again was selfishly for me, because I wanted to kind of overcome this tall poppy cutting down of myself, where I thought, oh, it's cringe to do a podcast. Who do people think I am? Which, when I very first started 2.5 years ago, was a main reason I wanted to interview other people, was the focus could be on them. And I would keep my opinions a little bit more subdued, because who wants to hear from me? That's not why people listen. What I wanted to talk about in this episode too is how the why has evolved. Something that I've learned from guests, and there are about 120 at this point, was no one did it in spite of someone else. No one did it to show off or to prove someone wrong. They did it because they wanted it. They wanted to challenge themselves, to better themselves. They had this ambition and drive. And yes, a lot of the time, especially the competitively spirited people, there is most definitely this element of, you don't think I can, let me show you I can. If you think I can't, I will just do it, like, watch me. That is definitely fuel to the fire, but the main thing that sparked the fire and the drive in the first place was people's own sense of purpose and passion. And so the tall poppy cutting down, or the resilience building that happens from those external factors, is most definitely a part of the process, do not get me wrong, but I found from these guests that it's always about what they want to achieve, how far can they push themselves, inspiring others, being motivated. It very rarely came down to, I really wanted to prove someone wrong, because that's an external motivation, that's not internal. And as I was thinking about, you know, my arching question of this episode of why am I doing this, I came back to, well, why does anyone do anything? And not to get existential here and dive into that, but why does anyone try anything, right? Maybe you've seen it witnessed from your environment or your role models or the social norms and expectations that you should follow a particular path. For whatever reason, we all have to do something with our time, right? Why does anyone do anything? They have a motivation, whether that's external or internal. There is a motivating element that causes you to do anything. So part of this episode, please, I want to get across, is to take that time to reflect on, well, why am I doing the thing that I'm doing? If it's because I want to prove other people wrong, let's have a little think there, because maybe we could unpack that motivator. But for me, with the podcast, I'm doing it because I get such fulfillment from the trust and faith my guests given to me to share their stories. I think that's a phenomenal, very special honor that I do not take lightly. And when I began 2.5 years ago, I don't think that was a big part of the why. And now that is a huge part of my why, is being bold and courageous and asking people if I can share their stories, and then being entrusted and taking that responsibility very seriously to research, to prepare for the interview, to conduct a safe, comfortable interview, and then to edit that in post-production and develop something that they are super proud of, and so am I, and then listeners can benefit from. And that's something too that has surprised me and helped shift this why over the past 2.5 years, is the impact I've had is not quite something I still can comprehend or would comprehend. Like, a recent example was phenomenal. A mum from Indianapolis reached out to me that her daughter, who's a collegiate athlete, had listened to the Jonah Oliver sports psychologist, high performance psychologist episode that was almost 2 years ago, honestly. And this email only came a couple weeks ago, and they were talking about building capacity. And then at their kitchen table, they discussed it, and she talked to her teammate, and then the other mum got involved. And I just felt such immense privilege and was humbled that a conversation Jonah and I had, just the two of us, was actually able to make an impact across the world. And it's a similar feeling with Cyril Riley, who's a amazing musician, producer, and he's experiencing a phenomenal recognition globally over the past year. And I was his first podcast interview, which is such a cool gift as people hear about Cyril. I mean, I hear his music in Amsterdam, when I was in Iceland, Sweden, you hear his music everywhere and people want to learn more about him. And my storytelling with him now means that people can listen to a podcast and hear about where his journey has taken him, how he feels motivated, what ignites him. And so my why has significantly changed from the beginning to now. I still have that core driving factor of wanting to be inspired and motivated, but now my why is more about capturing moments and stories and putting that out into the ethos in the world. So what keeps me going now, and since moving to Amsterdam, I've definitely taken a bit of a back burner with the podcast. I used to produce one episode a week, and I talked about this in my solo episode last time of Slow is Smooth and Smooth is Fast, where I wasn't staying true to that why, which was to connect and get inspired and tell the story. I was just trying to pump out episodes and hit metrics, and I was getting caught up in the downloads and getting distracted and detracted from that core why, which is to tell really fucking incredible stories that are going to motivate people, and putting in the research to seek out stories that maybe have been underappreciated and bring them to light. Like, next episode coming out is Ange Richardson. She is a sports lawyer in the UK. Phenomenal story, phenomenal work she's doing, really just cool and interesting. And we could have spoken for hours. In fact, we have, but the podcast we tried to keep shorter, and that came from connections and community. And that is what I really want to make sure I hold true to, that why, as I move forward. And so I felt it was important to share this message, because no one stumbles into greatness. If I want to be a great storyteller, I have to tell a lot of stories and take care and pride and welcome feedback. And I'm not going to get that if I'm looking at metrics. Because yes, while metrics can tell you a lot about the quantity of your impact, they cannot tell you about the quality of your impact. And people who are in the social media game will talk about, it's better to have a really engaged small community, you know, followers, than a large one who doesn't engage with you. And while that's not my endeavor to build like a following, my endeavor is to have really impactful, engaging guests on Tall Poppy Talk that people can click in. It's like a library, right? And I have 120 books on the shelf, and I understand that Not everyone wants to listen to every single episode, but if you are an athlete seeking inspiration, you can go to Dan Williamson, who's going to tell you that a goal broken down into steps becomes actions, becomes a plan. And I'm butchering his quote a bit there, but he's going to talk to you about turning dreams into reality by just breaking them down into executionable steps. Or if you want to have a giggle but then be deeply inspired by Lisa Lampanelli, the comedian, and how her journey's evolved, you can click into there. Or if you're business-minded, you could go into Lani Vogelberg. Like, literally, there are so many guests that I could rattle off information and the wisdom that I grabbed from them, because that's how impactful it has been for me. And that is why I felt it was important to connect in with you today and say, you know, why am I doing this? Well, why are you doing or not doing a certain thing that you're thinking about? As you're listening to me, you're undoubtedly thinking of areas in your life where you are wondering, well, why am I doing that? And it's okay if why you started something isn't why, you know, you don't hold true to that anymore. The power to walk away and recognize that you have the ability to walk away is a very naive perspective, because I don't have dependents and people relying on me. So I know that that is a lot easier said than done. And I completely acknowledge that. But in some capacity, you can walk away or have autonomy. And if you can't, then you seek help from other people, right, to help you on that journey, because people do want to help you. So noting that there is an exception to everything, you do have the ability to ask why or why not. And you have the ability to say, what I originally wanted from this, I don't want anymore, or things have changed and evolved as they naturally will. And I either want to walk into a new situation or I want to walk out of the one that I'm in. And fundamentally, let's make sure that's internally motivated, not externally motivated. Everything's always cringe until it's done, right? Someone's cringy when they're making a podcast that no one listens to until it's quote unquote successful, whatever that looks like. You have to have your why be so internally driven that you don't care about the tall poppy syndrome, the chopping down, or the self-doubt, because a lot of it comes internally, right? Or the external doubt. You need to knuckle down and go to, why am I doing this? Implement some of that self-talk, that distant self-talk, and be really honest with yourself on why you are doing it, what you are afraid of, what accountable, actionable steps you can take to pursue it. So this is me talking to you on the podcast right now, saying that I'm doing this particular episode because I want to make my voice more heard that is the one motivating you. I want to be able to celebrate success, to learn from legends, to grow more poppies by spreading that word. And that tagline I have to thank my sister for helping me workshop 3 years ago, which was Tall Poppy Talk is to celebrate success, learn from legends, grow more poppies. That fundamental why is even more true today, but it stopped being the top thing and now it's the foundation that I build upon. So while that remains my core why, this new why is to storytell, and maybe in the future it'll be something else entirely, but it always comes down to that motivating why of, why am I doing this? The last thing I want to sign you off with, actually there's two, that was a lie. The first one is to say thank you, especially if you're listening still right now. You're a big part of the why. It is really like so special, and the words can't quite come to mind right now about having someone on the other end receiving and listening to this. And it is not at all parasocial. Please message, email, however you want to communicate. Just know that I am supporting you, and that sounds so like cliche or fake, but it's not. I really wish, in fact, I'm grateful to the people who supported me with my delusional goals, and I still have many delusional goals, that a lot of people could say, why are you doing that? I had enough people in my corner saying, why not do that? Why not pursue that? So if you're listening, just know that I'm in your corner saying, why not? Why not pursue it? No one becomes great by accident. They pursue things. They go through that stage where it's awkward, or you don't know what you're doing, or you doubt yourself. And a little secret, you're always going to doubt yourself. It's just about building capacity around that. Shout out Jonah Oliver, you know, listen to that episode. But having someone in your corner, even if that is just you, going, why not? pursue it, go after it. Don't half-ass it. Don't leave yourself wondering in a few years why you didn't go do something. Why are you doing it? And if that fundamentally, internally with you is like enough of a spark, you're going to continue down that path because it's not external validation. It is internal. I feel like if I do a synopsis of this episode, that is the word that would keep coming through, is you have to have an internal why. From those 120 guests I've had, it is always an internal why. Yes, we love to prove people wrong, and that sparks so much in us, but you have to not get the validation externally. It has to come internally. So thank you for being a huge part of my why. And then the second part of this episode is I do want to start making my opinion and my voice more heard. I feel so strongly about this topic of empowering others and empowering ourselves that I'm willing to do a solo episode that does make me feel quite vulnerable and exposed. But for those who are listening and who get what I'm saying, and you're hearing this at the right time when you need to hear it, that is enough. If I have one person who listens to this who needed someone in their corner saying, why not go for it? Done. Tickety-boo. This was a successful episode. I genuinely have so much love and thankfulness for the community that Tall Poppy Talk is building. I hope to bring you even more great guests, inspiring people. I'm going to re-release some old episodes that I think should come out of the archive and feed you some inspiration again. So on that note, you're going to be hearing from me a lot more. I'm back from my brief hiatus. I've returned to the core of why I am doing this and what fuels me, and just big thank you. Enjoy your evening or your night or your morning or wherever I'm coming at you from, whenever, whatever year. If that's one thing I've also learned, is people will hear this when they need to hear it. So thank you very much for joining me on today's ramble. There was a structure, I wrote some things down, but ultimately I just wanted to get some of the stuff in my brain out onto the universe and hope that that sparks a kitchen table talk for you. From me to you, to everyone out there, take care, be kind, and I will catch you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to Tall Poppy Talk. We'll see you next time. Feel free to check us out on socials, YouTube, and the website. Thanks for today's guest, and we'll see you all next time. Take care, be kind.